This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
Hey, this is Austin Sherman coming to you from Roberta's Restaurant in Bushwick. A few days ago, Aaron Fairbanks and I were lucky enough to interview Mel and Patricia Ziegler. The Zieglers were the creative minds and entrepreneurs behind Banana Republic, The Republic of Tea, Zoza, among others. They recently co-wrote the book Wild Company, The Untold Story of Banana Republic, which chronicles their adventure starting the company, which, for those who didn't know, actually began as a repurposed vintage military surplus store. Their latest venture, we are happy to discover, is in food. Mel and Patricia, along with their partner Danny Grossman, founded Slow, Food for Fast Lives. I asked them to tell us a little bit about themselves and about how they came up with their newest business idea.
Well, where to start? Since we're with the food, we are home foodies. We have always had somewhat of a garden. We probably cook three meals a day, and we're in California, so there's all this fresh produce pretty much year-round. So we shop at the farmers markets or in trucks or at the farms around the Bay Area and have this wonderful, varied diet. So.
And then sometimes we get stuck at airports, which is what happened.
That's right.
A couple of years ago, we were at JFK and we were coming back to San Francisco and starving. And so we went to buy something to eat, and there were some bars. We went looked at every single bar on the rack, and it had sugar in it, or it was sweetened in one way or another, and we didn't want to eat that.
And no vegetables. We're used to fresh vegetables.
I was going to say, that's one of the most interesting things about your product is that you guys went for savory bars over sweet. Was that like obvious to you from the get-go? Were you just feeling a need that you wanted, that you figured, gosh, if we want it, other people might want it too?
Well, that's the whole thing. If you can't find it, then you've got to bring it.
So for those who don't know, what is Slow? I'm not sure that we've discussed what it actually is. Can you describe it for us?
Good point.
Sorry. We got excited.
So excited.
Well, these are, I guess, in the energy bar category. They're a bar made with a full serving of vegetables, nuts, seeds, grains, some fruit. And our first collection is done in global flavors. So we have an Indian bar, a Thai bar, a Moroccan bar, a coming Mexican bar, and a California bar, which is very green.
So I guess my question is, when you went to the airport in JFK and you saw there were all these sugary bars, you thought, we need something savory. How has that been, trying to break into a sugary energy bar world with something that's totally different?
Well, it's been one hurdle after another, because all of the producers of them, you need someone to actually make these, and they're used to the sticky sugar syrups to hold them together, so we had to reinvent the whole way these bars were done.
So how does that work? I mean, do you just get on Google and like granola bar makers and you start from a list? Or because obviously there's also kind of the ingredient sourcing component of things. So kind of like the chicken or the egg. I mean, did you start with the recipes and then you look for the producer and then you look for sourcing like in that area? Or like what's the kind of timeline?
Well, we started in our own kitchen.
Yeah.
We started slow baking vegetables. And to remove the moisture and to make it adhere to each other. So I think the first one we did some sweet potatoes or some carrots and some cumin and some cashews, and thought, well, let's mix in Moroccan flavors, and it was delicious. We loved it. But then we found out you have to really have almost zero moisture in a bar. So then it was the process of how do you get the best zero moisture vegetables? And we found out that freeze drying actually preserves all of the natural vitamins and minerals because it extracts the water. It's one of the healthiest processes that you can use on food that retains all of its vitality. So we went from there, then we found the best we could in freeze-dried vegetables, and there were the dried rices and grains available and puffed, and spices, the spices are easy to add. And then we started imagining, we've always loved travel, so we started thinking, what about an Indian bar? And let's, what about Morocco, all those spices, or Thai, let's get something spicy with peanuts and peppers. And so it's been fun. Kind of traveling of the taste buds.
The real breakthrough was the California bar.
Yes.
Since we're from California.
Sing it.
For sure. Filled with kale. And it's actually two servings of vegetables in the California bar for us hardcore ones.
Yeah. How did that work with the nutritional guidelines? I mean, did you guys send out as like a benchmark? You're like, well, okay, each bar will have like a minimum of, you know, X number of vegetable servings or protein content or...
We just wanted a balanced bar, but it would serve at least a full serving of vegetables in it. And we wanted to keep it under 200 calories.
Unfortunately, that was all Aaron and I had time for in our interview. A big thanks to Mel and Patricia Ziegler for coming into the studio and sharing their story with us. If you want to learn more about their bar, you can visit the website slowfoodforfastlives.com. I'm Austin Sherman, reporting for heritageradionetwork.org. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.